Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Pat Sigmund. Pat is the author of Six Secrets to Creating Profit. She's also the founder of LPS Consulting, DavidID.com. Is that right, Pat? Did I say
David
that right?
Advisory Group.
DavidAdvisoryGroup.com.
Yes. Yeah.
And so check that out. It's her website. The book's available wherever books are sold. Pat, one of the things that's happening out there right now, the big companies are doing something called data mining. And tell the audience what data mining means and what it looks like.
Well, what happens is when you go to Amazon or when you go to rent a movie and you pick a certain movie, and it might say you also might like blah, 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 and it shows similar movies. Mm-hmm. Well, in a company like an Amazon or many others, Burberry uses software, they'll have your own history there based on what you bought in the past. What you might like in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And all this sounds like big stuff, and how does that happen, magic, and all this thing. But it's really available in small business software.
Mm-hmm.
You do things like, for instance, you'll say an alternate item. If you don't have this in stock, what's the alternate item?
Mm-hmm.
Or alternate part, if they're building something. If they don't have this, maybe you'll take it in gold instead of silver, blah, blah, blah.
But to me, data mining is not even, for small business owners, could even be different, a little different from that, Pat. It could be just keeping up with what a customer's usage is.
Yeah.
And projecting when they might need it again, and then contacting them in that date.
Yeah, so that's...
I mean, that's not intrusive at all. That's just paying attention, right?
That is, and software does do that, and it's been doing it for a while. It's just gotten a bit more polished.
Right.
Where it can predict not only what you normally would like, but it can switch gears if what you normally like isn't what you like anymore or isn't available. It can give you greater choices. It can help you do business no matter what.
Here's an example. It's a little bit of a silly, simplistic example, but you'll get the point. Pat, if you're my customer and I know you love blue, you love a certain kind of blue thing that I sell, and I get something else in that's blue, then I'm going to send you a note and say, hey, have you seen this new blue thing we have? Not because you like the thing, but because you like blue. And because I've sorted you in my blue list, I send it to you and all my other blue customers.
Right, and you also might say, don't tell this guy about blue because he'll be really annoyed, and I mean, they do that too. Don't
exactly.
Notify.
Yeah, I hate if I see. Don't send me something about orange. I don't like orange. I don't like the color orange.
Yeah.
So don't send that to me. But that's exactly right. And small business. And see, this is a kind of thing, Pat. That's where how you transcend being competitive. This is where you get into what I'm talking about when I talk about relevance. If you can be, if I'm competitive, you expect me to be competitive with my blue products. But if I can tell you about a new blue option, that's me being relevant to your life, to you as an individual. And that'll make you come back to me more than just being competitive, won't it?
Yeah, and it's just the way people, when you're hungry for business, you learn these kind of things now. It's just different technology than you
right.
used to have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going after every which way
and it's
a sale can happen.
And it's a variation on the theme that the big companies are using with the data mining thing they're using, that you don't even have to have any fancy technology to do what I just said.
Yeah. Well, in very inexpensive software that people buy, they don't even know they have it sometimes, like mm-hmm. financial systems, inventory systems, this stuff is in there.
Right. Yeah. But it could just be something on a calendar, on an electronic calendar, for goodness sake. I mean, you could be building an email. You could be dividing up your email list into customer likes and dislikes, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it just takes a little intention and a little bit of management. And it's a way of driving business. And it could, and Pat, it could be the difference between survival and not surviving.
Could be.
Never mind, you know, hopefully growth, but maybe just survival. Hey, Pat, give us the website again, please.
Okay, lpsconsulting.com.
All right.
And David Advisory Group.
And the book, 6 Steps to Creating Profit, still available wherever books are sold, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Pat, thanks for being here. Good job today. Will you come back another day?
Yes, I will. Take care now.
Pat Sigmund, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Pat joined us. And she'll be back another day. I'll be back, but after, not this hour, after the news. I got to take a quick break. I'll be back in just a few minutes. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.